Welcome to Daf Yom Yerushalmi. We're holding in Brochas Daf Mem Gimel in the Oiz Hodor edition, towards the beginning of the fourth perek. The Gemara says in the end of Mem Beis Amud Beis, the Gemara starts speaking about the tefillah that the Gemara mentioned that we learned from Daniel. It says the Gemara, Yecholi Mispal Shloish Tov Keechot. Could it be you davening three davenings together? Pirish by Daniel. It says in Daniel, V'zimnim Tloso Beyoimo Hu Borech Al Barchoi. Three times a day, he says the brachas. Says the Gemara, Gimel Amud Aleph on top. Yechol Mispal Lechol Ruach Sheyirtze. Can it be he's davening for any direction? Tomud Loimar Vechavin Pischin Lei. The windows open to him. Bal Yosei in the second floor in the attic. Neged Yerushalayim, towards Yerushalayim. That's where he davens to. Yechol Mishibo LeGoylo Ken. Can it be only once they went to Goylo, they started davening towards Yerushalayim, but not before? Exactly as he did before that, until that day, the same direction he did until that day. The three different davenings, they don't daven together, but could you daven any hour you want throughout the day? David HaMelech said, it's evening, morning, and afternoon. Could it be that he should daven shoneser in a loud voice? Pirish b'chano v'chano he medaberes al libo. Chano is talking to her heart, meaning quietly. Yechol yeh me'ahar b'leiv. Could it be she just think it is in his mind, in his heart, and not verbalize it in the lips? Tomud lo yimar aksoseya noise. The lips have to move. Haketzad marchish besiv soysov. He says it in a whisper. There's four things you learn from Chano, from this pasuk. She's talking to her heart, meaning in her heart, she needs to have kavono. The person has to be mechavin when he's davening. Raksa say a noise, she moves her lips. That means he has to move the lips and say it in a whisper. The koyle lo yishama mikan shelo yodo magbias koyle vispalo. Person cannot daven shon esrei in a loud voice. Ve'achshavei eli lishikoyro mikan shashikor osu lispalo. Eli thought that she's drunk, and that's why he got upset on her. From here you see, one who's drunk cannot daven. Says the Gemara, milsi dechana barabo pligo. Dechana barabo or argus. Dechana barabo omar lechavrayo. Neimer lechoyn milsa tavto de chomis lerav ovit. Chama bar Abba told his friends, "Let me tell you something nice I saw a rav doing." Va'amarto komi Shmuel v'kami nashke al pumei. I sat in front of Shmuel, and he came and he kissed him on his lips. What? Baruch ato shicheach. When he said Baruch ato, so then he bowed down. Bala askiris Hashem zoikif. When he said the word of Hashem, then he picks himself up, then he straightens it up. Shmuel Omar, for no Omar is it time, and I said the reason, Hashem Zoykev Kefufim. In other words, when you're saying the word Hashem, a person has to be beskifo, a person has to be standing up straight. Omar Vavino Mistabre Deloy Omar, Ravami says, it doesn't make sense, we learned this earlier in the Masechto. Elomi Prey Shmi Nichasu, Adrab, it says in the Pasuk that in front of the name of Hashem, a person needs to bow down. Omar Vavin, Ilav Aktiv Beshmi Nichasu Havi Ois. If it would say that you bow down in front of the name of Hashem, in the name of Hashem, when you're saying the name of Hashem, so then you're right. Le'iskdiv ela mipnei shmi nichasu, in front of the name. Koydem at shelo hizkir es Hashem kfar nichasu. Before he said the name of Hashem, he's already bowing down. I mean, bowing down comes before you say the name of Hashem. But when you say the name of Hashem, you stand up straight. So what does the word bring a rav from here? That you see from here the rav, they saw him saying Baruch Ato, they heard what he said. That means he was davening in a loud voice. Says the Gemara, Rav Abba Bar Zavdo Matzli Bekolo. Also Rav Abba Bar Zavdo used to daven out loud. Rav Yoino Kadhave Matzli Beknishto. When he davened in the shul, so then have a Matzli Belechisho. He would daven in a whisper, like you're supposed to daven with other people. Kadhave Matzli Bebeso. When he was home, have a Matzli Bekolo. Then he did daven out loud. So the people in his family will be able to learn from him how to daven. Yalfat Sloy Semine. Me, Ramana, is the son of Rabbi Yoino. And Ramana said, I want to tell you that our family learned from Abba, learned from my father, davening, because he davened at home out loud. So the Gemara here brings a discussion, should he daven in whisper or not? Question, do you learn from Chana? We see Chana was different. As the Chareim says, Chana was in a desperate mood, and that's why she was saying Belechisho in a whisper. But you could daven out loud according to this opinion. So the woman, he couldn't long do Shalosh Tefillos. What are we learning to daven three Tefillos? Rav Shmuel Barachman Yomai Keneged Shloisho Be'amim Shayoy Mishtan HaLabirs. The reason Chazal established three davening is because there's three different times during the day. There is the morning, there's the afternoon, and then there's the night. B'shachat Tzoch Odom Loimar Moide Ani Lefanecha Hashem Elokai V'Elokei Avrisai. In the morning, a person should say, Te'yiz Moide Dakash Bochu Shoytzisani Me'afei Lo Loyo. He took me out from darkness to light. B'mincha Tzoch Odom Loimar. In the afternoon, a person needs to daven and say, Moide Ani Lefanecha Hashem Elokei V'Elokei. The same way I was able to see the Chamo, the sun, b'mizrach in the east, according to our Girso, now I saw it in the west, towards the west. The garden has different Girso. Can Zakeini Lurus b'mayra? I want to please allow me to see the sun completely going down to the west, meaning in the sunset. Ma'erav tzorich lomar, in the evening he has to say, the same way in the previous evening I was in darkness and you brought me out to light, so you will take me out from this coming darkness and bring me out to light. The reason why I have three davening is not because of the three times of the day, but the source is you learn from the Avos HaKadoshim. Tis the Shachar Avram Avinu, you learn from Avram, because it says in the pasuk VeYashkem Avram Baboikir El Amokam Asher Amat Sham Lifnei Hashem. He woke up in the morning early to the place where he stood. VeHina Mido El Atfilo. Standing refers to davening. Kamo Detema, like it says in the pasuk VeYamoid Pinchos VeYifalel. Pinchos stood and davened. Tefillas Amincha VeYitzchak Avinu. Tefillas Amincha, you learn from Yitzchok, because it says VeYitzchok VeYitzei Yitzchok LaSuach Basode. Yitzchok went out to do sicho in the field. Vein sicho elot filo. Sicho, or way of talking, is another name for tfilo. Kamo de tema, like it says in the pasuk, tfilo le'ani kiyatoif, b'lifnei Hashem yishpoich sicho. And Ani pours his siach, his davening, in front of Hashem. Tfilo se'er mi Yaakov avinu. The Ma'ir we learn from Yaakov. V'yivga b'mokom b'yolim shon, meaning the Yaakov avinu hit the place and slept there, but the losho b'kiyo means in begiyah el tefilah, as a losha of tefilah. Kamo de teima yivgo no be'ashem tzevokis, referring to davening. For ima al tiso v'adom rino, don't daven for them, v'tefilah ve'al tivka be different l'shoynes, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling the Navi, don't daven for these people. So you see the begiyah is a loshon of tefilah. V'rabonon am v'rabonon say, tefilah is mitmidim gomru. Tefilah is you learn from korban atomit. Tfilas Hashachar mitomid shel shachar, for the tamid that you bring in the morning, the korban atomid that comes every morning. It says in the pasuk esakeves echad when dafim gimel beis tasev aboiker. That's the korban atomid that comes in the morning. Tfilas mincha mitomid shel ben arba'im. Mincha is from the tamid that comes in the evening. Veesakeves hashni tasev ben arba'im. That's the pasuk. Tfilas er is loymotzu b'milit loyso. Evening, I don't have any korban coming in the evening. That's what he said, stam. You just do a davening. But really, there's no reason, according to this stage of the Gemara, there was no reason for it, meaning Chazal saw the Ruach Kodesh that there needs to be a tefillah for the evening, but you don't connect it to a korban. Hadoi de tanir, and that's what we said in the Mishnah, in our Mishnah, tefillah se'erev ein lekva. Tefillah se'erev has no kva. Why? Because it's not, meaning there's not davar kavua, it doesn't really have what to connect it, any carbon to connect it to. Meaning because it's not associated with a carbon, it doesn't have a specific time that belongs to a carbon. And the Gemara concludes and says, either this is just the continuation of the quote, or this goes back to what the Gemara said, that we're doing connected carbonis. Musaf is obviously connected to carbon, and carbon and Musaf came the entire day. And some erased these words from the Gemara. Amar v'talchumo oidi kovu oiso connected equal evarium ubdorim. The reason there is what to connect Mayav to, and that is the burning of the limbs and fat, that were burning the entire night. So something was going on in the Mizbeach. The leftovers, korbanos, the limbs and the fat were burned on the Mizbeach the entire night, and that's what Mayav is connected, that's what the Bavli says as well. So is the time of Shachris until the fourth hour, the proportional hour of the day. Says the one bidivre toyro lo madra vyudo. Vyudo learned from the toyro. The tali rabbi shmuel vechama shemesh v'nomos be'arba shoyes. It says regarding the moon that when it came, the sun became hot, so then it melted. And that is in the fourth hour. How do you know it's the fourth hour? Atal yomer be'arba shoyes or in elo b'shesh shoyes. Who says in the fourth hour? Maybe it's in the sixth hour. Maybe it's in the midday in chatzoyes. K'shoyim kechoy mayoyim. When the pasuk says kechoy mayoyim, the heat of the day. Hare shesh omer, hamani kai mikayim v'chama shemesh v'nomas. Not kechoy mayom. Kechoy mayom means the heat and its max. But v'chama shesh means when the sun starts getting hot, as the Gemara is going to explain. What is that? Be'arba shoyes. Ve'adorish v'darshin. It says baboiker baboiker. Meaning it says baboiker b'amon, and it says baboiker by the korban atomit. Ma baboiker shiremar loholon be'arba shoyes. The same way by the mon, it's the fourth hour. Also, a korban atomit is the fourth hour. Says the Gemara, when it comes to explain, how do you know from the pasuk that it's the fourth hour? In the fourth hour, where there is sun, it's hot, and where there's the shade, it's cold. When you get to the sixth hour, they're both hot, both warm, everything gets hot. What does it mean, kechoy mayoyim? It's even more than that. When there's no shade at all. Because when the sun is in the middle of the sky, so then there's no shade, that's the chatzoy sayoyim, that's midday. Rabbi Yossi was careful to daven in the third hour, because he wanted his daven when it's time of Krishma, and be same with Geulah Letfilah. Rabbi Barvo matzli betlat shoyin, he also daven in the third hour. Rabbi Yachai Chamuni kori kriyishma umatzli boto tlat shoyin. Rabbi Yachai, they saw him saying Shema and davening after the third hour. So more about Taninon, we're learning the Mishnah. We saw someone that says Kriyishma after the third hour, he doesn't get the Schar of Kriyishma. He's only like reading the Torah. So how can it be that he missed Sman Kriyishma? He has to say, he said Shema earlier, and then he said Shema again to connect it to Shmon Esrei. Here is a mocker in the Yerushalmi that it's fine to say Shema before davening, not with the brachas, not connected to Shmoneh Esrei, and then say it later with the Shmoneh Esrei. Says the Gemara, Imi Eidus Lomad Rav Yudah. Another option is that Rav Yudah learned his source of the fourth hour from an Eidus, from a testimony based on a story that happened. What's the story? The Marv Simon Bashir and Bashur Melevi, Pimei Malchus Yovon, or according to different Girso, Malchus Chashmonoi. Very apropos, this staff is learned on the eighth and last day of Hanukkah. There was a siege in Yerushalayim, and they used to give out two boxes of gold, of golden coins, out to the outside people. And they gave them back two sheep in order to do korban atomit. Once they brought down the money, they gave them, instead of two sheep, they gave them two goats and akasha for korban atomit. But also show here, Kadosh Baruch Hu and a light in their eyes. Umotzu shnei tloim mevukorim belishka datloim. Meaning there was a miracle, and they were able to find two sheep in lishka satloim, in the place where they were supposed to be stored. Also show on that time, hei Rav Yudah bar Abba, there was a testimony of Yudah bar Abba. They were makavit in the fourth hour. Meaning what? Meaning, Rabbi Yudah says you can daven shachar till the fourth hour. Why? Because korban atomit also goes to the fourth hour. How do you know that? Usually korban atomit was done first thing in the morning. So why are you saying the fourth hour? Says the Gemara, it's based on this story. Because in this story, when they didn't have the sheep, and it took them time to find the sheep, that's when they brought korban atomit in the fourth hour. Says Rabbi Yudah, I have a testimony telling me the korban atomit sometimes came in the fourth hour. That's why you could daven until the fourth hour. Continues the Gemara and says, by the way, there was a similar story later in Bais Sheni. Meaning the original story was the time of the Chashmonoi, which was about 200 years before Churban HaBais. Now we're getting closer to the end of Bais Sheni. And then the ones who were controlling Eretz Yisrael were the Romans. So says the Gemara, Omar Levi, Abimim Machus Arisha HaZois. Also, the story happened in the time of Malchus Arisha HaZois, meaning Malchus Roimi, the Roman Empire, which the Gemara speaks about when we're still under them. And the Gemara says, what was the story? It was the same similar story. They got brought down the money, and then the people outside gave the two sheep to bring to Beis HaMikdash the Korban HaTomid. In the end, what happened is they brought down two boxes of gold. They gave them back two pigs. They didn't get until the middle of the choyma, of the wall of Beis HaMikdash, until the chazir, so to speak, put his nails into the wall. And the wall shooken. The coverts are boiling parso in Eretz Yisrael. 40 parso were shaken in Eretz Yisrael, meaning with somewhat of an earthquake. That's when the Averis caused. Tomit stopped the Churban HaBais and brought down the Churban HaBais, meaning that was part of the process to bring the Churban HaBais, was this story, and this story is mentioned also in the Bavli. And with this we conclude the Yerushalmi Brachos, Daf Mem Gimel.